Brown, Holy Water. It's your boy, Handsome Lie, in the building. As you can see, we in a new location. Today is the grand opening of El Jefe. Whole team, let's go. Shout yourself out. Let's go. Introduce yourself.
Yeah. Y'all already know what it is. Your boy, Black Success. We in the building. Coney Island Zone. We in El Jefe. 214 Parkside. You know what I mean? For the grand opening. Shout out to Oni. Shout out to the team, the El Jefe team. We in the building. We going to do our thing live from right here. Cheer.
Got the whole intro messed up.
Yo, it's Auntie Tanya. But y'all, Tanya, we're in the building.
And Black, let them know where we at again. We'll let them know.
Once again, we're doing this show live from El Jefe, the new location. There's one on Fulton, but this one is on Parkside. We're here, 214 Parkside. You can pull up live. It's the grand entrance, you know what I mean? The grand opening. We in the building.
Kind of waiting for our girl, thing. Oni, to pull up. The owner.
Yes. Oni, where you are, baby?
Oni's going to pull up and join us, and we're going to start the show. We're going to go like that. It's going to be some people walking around, y'all, so don't mind that. We're live, you know what I mean? It's people in the building. It's packed house.
They got no respect for this camera. None, you know what whatsoever. I mean? You got to put some respect on our cameras.
That's okay. That's okay. You know what I mean? We just maintain it. Y'all already know.
All right, but let's go. Let's start off the show, yo.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk on some of these topics.
Your mic, baby.
Preach. You can put the mics up.
Yeah, make sure my volume up, Preach, because last week nobody could hear me. I don't know.
Turn the bass line up.
Yeah, put the mics up, Preach.
Here she is, his Oni, guys.
There we go.
Oni, let's go.
I wanted a table. I know, that's it. I didn't know it was for him.
Yo. Say who? Katina, your order is ready, Katina.
Listen, we got to do everything.
Introduce yourself. Let's go.
Introduce yourself, girl.
Hi, everyone. I'm Onishka.
Where are we? Oh, where are we, Onishka?
We're live. She in my whole camera.
So, Priest, could you hear everybody on the mic? The mic is good. All right, here we go. Live. Let's start the show, man. He said he can hear us. We're good.
You can? Oh, all right. All right, let's talk about. Let's touch on Lonnie Love. You know, Lonnie Love.
You can't do that.
She brought up a situation where she said, she made a statement saying black men don't know how to be faithful.
Yeah.
How you feel about that?
Oh, repeat that.
On Lonnie Love, she said black men don't know how to be faithful.
I mean, let's identify who Lonnie Love is. You know what I mean?
That's touch on who she is. I really don't know who she is. I ain't gonna lie.
Lonnie Love, I believe she's a comedian of some sort. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Comedian?
You could just open a shit with Shade?
So. I believe
you
so.
You guys gonna open it with Shade?
I agree with her. I agree with Lonnie Love.
She's a comedian.
I think men are loyal but not faithful.
Whoa.
What?
Whoa. We didn't even get there yet, but okay. Okay.
Coming in strong. I'm in my territory.
Listen, Lonnie Love has got her heart broken, I guess. And sometimes the men you like don't like you back. But you can't generalize all men based off of that. You know what I mean? You got to fall in line and you got to understand maybe you got to have a different taste for the men that you know you're attracted to. And that could change for a lot of people.
Tanya, how you feel, Tanya?
All right. So I actually kind of followed the View for a little minute, and I know who Lonnie Love is, and she was speaking from a place of obviously hurt, because one of the things that hurt her was that she was trying to date black men for most of her life, and it's so turns out that now she's in a relationship with somebody who is non-black, and it's baffling to her, at least that's what she said, that she's getting this type of love from somebody outside of her race. So with that little conundrum that she's in, she's starting to make some statements where she wants to speak on love, but she can't dodge the I'm dating somebody non-black. So now when she's making statements with all black or all non-black, it's becoming loaded as fuck.
Yes.
Excuse me, right? Can't cuss. Curse sorry. Is our shit. Sorry, we can't stand for that.
Yes, yes, yes.
So she's making a lot of general broad statements and is coming out loaded because I think she has a lot of internal conflict in what she's battling with right now. So it's definitely not true what she said. If a motherfucker gonna cheat, he gonna cheat. White, pink, blue, yellow, whatever it is. There's literally nothing you can do on the planet to stop someone from doing what they want to do.
And that's a fact.
Literally nothing. Nothing. You can have the baddest body, the worst body. The best sex, the worst sex. The best pussy, the worst pussy. If somebody wants to step outside of your commitment, they're going to do it. You could be the smartest person, the best salary, the hardest working one. Also, and the worst part is they can love you the most and they will still do what the fuck they got to do. And that is, it's not specific to a race.
But I think Lonnie left out a big part that, you know, she's going through her own issues within her own interracial relationship.
She really is.
You know?
She really is.
She didn't get to meet those kids yet. You know, them great white hopes did not get to sit down.
On.
I did some research. Dude ain't introduced her to them kids yet.
Oh, he did?
She threw the whole black race under the bus. So he don't really trust her like that. You know what I mean? He don't really trust her like that. You know what I mean? So, preach. They're saying the mics are real low. You got to put the mics up.
They said it's a Section 8 episode. They don't understand why they can't hear us.
Yeah. Let's put the mics up. So yeah, like, she's going through her own issues.
Your mic is low.
She's going through her own issues for whatever reason. You know what I mean?
Oni, how you feel? How you feel about that?
I made my statement. You can hear me? I kind of made my statement already. I believe that all men are loyal. And maybe...
Black men. Let's specify the black men. She said black men don't know how to be faithful.
She was specific in saying that we have an issue with black men being faithful.
She's trying to take it back to slavery shit, but then she go messing with a white
man. She more or less said that, you know, we have... Black men have this in them because they grow up... They from slavery, we learn stuff like broken homes, the welfare system. Because of that... They have a hard time committing to, like, a single functioning unit.
Ain't that super hypocritical?
These things wasn't even invented.
She could be right, but her reasoning is wrong.
Yeah.
Yes. And so those things wasn't invented during slavery.
All day.
So all men cheat.
Oh, you hurt somebody. Feel they're ready to fight you.
All men cheat. You gotta like the type of men that don't cheat.
You gotta like who like you. Like who like you?
Yeah. Good looking out, Gabby. Gabby said he can hear me. So yeah, like, you gotta like the type of men that's not gonna cheat on you. And I think like a lot of women.
All men cheat.
No, you can't say that.
You never dealt with me.
You don't know who I am.
They take the time. Maybe in the summer they don't cheat. No, maybe in the winter they do. Maybe in the spring they feel good. Depending on their mood.
The problem is this. Whenever women describe what they do like, right, it all falls under one category. So they all like one type of guy. So of course, we're going to cheat. Y'all all like one mother. Y'all all like love.
Oh, my God.
You all describe this motherfucker. But listen, Steve Urkel was trying to be loyal to Laura, but Laura didn't want no problems.
She wanted her cow.
You know what I mean? She wanted Stephon Urkel.
Everything is learned behavior. Don't you have to learn how to be faithful too?
You don't have to learn to be faithful. You have to decide to be. It's not something that's taught. Loyalty is not something that's taught. You know, being
Loyalty and faithfulness is two different things.
I put them together because if I'm loyal to you, I'm faithful to you. They don't go separate.
You can learn to be faithful though.
So how do you learn to be unfaithful then?
Because if you coming from an unfaithful place, I always say like, it's
Damn,
me
preach. I gotta be out like this. Hey, I lost my thought. Yeah, break it down real quick.
I'll break it down for you. When a man is not one whole with himself and he don't love himself and he don't love God, he doesn't know what it is to be faithful to one thing because he doesn't respect that one thing.
I think also in general, society just perpetuates the stereotype that a man is not a man if he is only with and faithful to one woman. It's in music, it's in movies, it's everywhere. It's just like, if you choose to be the one that's, you know what, man, I'm going home to my wife. Niggas will crack jokes on you, like, you leave it early to go home with your wife. Like, niggas stay out here with the boys. Let's go watch some bitches.
That's why I said
it's a stereotype, it really is.
If you come in from a place where you single and fucking a lot of women, now I like one woman, I want to settle down. Just like any drug, you gotta wean yourself off. I'm like, fuck. I used to fuck.
That's a fact, La.
Now I'm gonna fuck five.
That's a fact.
So what's the conclusion that? What did we come to?
No, but
they're all men cheat.
No.
And after they start getting old, is when they feel like they want to settle down.
No, you got that wrong. What La is saying is that a man could be faithful, but it's gonna happen within moderation. And a freaking alcoholic, no, an alcoholic that actually drinks every day, in order for him to stop, he got to go from 7 days a week to 4 days a week, from 4 days a week to 2 days a week.
Drug.
So he got to learn how to be faithful. Like, you got to learn how to stop drinking. So a man just got to learn how to be faithful.
But that is
a learned behavior.
It's still if you're addicted to it. You can listen.
But he's going from being single and dealing with multiple to dealing with one.
I don't fuck what no one says. Being faithful is not hard.
You ain't saying it's hard. It's a learned behavior.
Being faithful is not hard. It's literally a choice.
They agree with me.
To fucking do what you want to do. If you want to be faithful.
They agree with you.
Okay. There's a kid here. She tell me not cuss. Sorry. I'm going to bleep that. So.
Yeah.
So. At the end of the day, we are all humans. Yeah. We have agency. We have choice. Yeah. We know right from wrong.
Yeah,
we know
yeah.
stealing is wrong. We know murder is wrong. We know right from wrong. So you know, if you put yourself in a position where you can potentially hurt somebody you love, you know it's fucking wrong, but you will still choose to do it because you're a piece of shit. But that's not something you learn. That's something you just choose to do.
I'm gonna go with the fact that you gotta learn.
Everywhere. I will never sit here and say it's not temptation out there. It's not. We're not more accessible to people. There are people willing to, especially if you're committed. I've been in the relationship for 3 years. Niggas be willing, trying to make it easier for me. They're trying to help me help them. So people are like. They try to make it easy for you, but at the end of the day, I still gotta make a choice if I want to entertain that or not. And I just choose not to because I'm not looking at it in terms of what it is I'm against. I'm like, what it is I choose for, but that's because I was emotionally immature. It wasn't because
you had
it
to
was
learn.
Hard.
But you learned, though. Everybody up here has cheated before in a relationship.
No. Everybody did not.
I ain't say the rest of your name.
So I never cheated. That made her become faithful.
It makes you be a better person.
I never cheated. I'm not a cheater. I never cheated.
You're not
in that life.
I just want y'all to know the comments are going crazy. They mad, disrespectful.
I never cheated.
But what?
Said they can't hear us. They come in the cab, go to the studio because they stressed.
No, but
pull up on LFA 214 Parkside.
Yeah.
Tacos and shit. Since y'all can't hear us.
Yeah, that's a fact. You get the live show. But all I'm saying is that, listen, everything is a learned behavior. Everything is. You understand? You got to learn to go to school. You got to learn to work the job and be institutionalized. You got to learn everything. So to be faithful, to be married, it is a learned behavior. That's all I'm saying. Understand, you're going from one extreme to the next. You're going from being single, not having no stipulations within your behavior, to now being confined to that one person.
I don't like that word, first of all.
I mean,
and secondly,
I mean,
man,
you are being limited.
Because they be lonely. They have access. Like, when you're single, you have access. You have no restrictions in terms of, okay, I have no one to answer to. But, man, y'all be lonely and y'all birthdays. Yeah, you let you. Yes, you have sex.
I hate this.
You bust up on us. After that shit, like, No one cares about my birthday. Like, he just brought me some birthday pussy and some lingerie and left. Like, I like tacos. Why didn't you bring me tacos?
Right.
Like, so, come on, let's not Tanya, make it seem like if Tanya, being single is.
Tanya said in past shows that she have cheated. She is a serial cheater.
One time.
Not one time in your life. Not one time in your life.
One time.
In your whole life.
It was a semi-relationship.
In your whole life.
Listen, it was one instance.
In your whole life, you cheated one time.
It was one, yes, one instance. I had a whole side nigga. Right, I said lie, it. Why? I'm not lying. I had two relationships. No,
yo, listen, this is a bullshit. You know this is a bullshit,
you
right?
You steal $100 and get away with it. You just gonna do it one time?
Yo, Tanya think we were born last night, son. Wow. This is a bullshit. This is a bullshit right here, son. All right,
we'll push on to the next. Fuck it, it's still like a relationship topic.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about the Kevin Hart documentary joint. Episode 3, still, he was talking about, he was giving us like his reason why he's
a whole skunt, but keep going.
No.
What was his reason?
Whole skunt. He's a whole skunt.
Right. What was his reason?
The motherfucker said he cheated because his friends weren't around. Suck my...
But that's a real good reason.
So do
everyone have a support...
How you act in a relationship?
Yes. I'm gonna say yes.
Only why you don't like the topic?
I'm tired of hearing about the topic. Who cheat? Who don't cheat? You think it's really a hot topic?
Because
I don't think cheating is a hot topic. But I think the question is, he's saying that because he only cheated because his friends wasn't around, his support system wasn't around, which he traveled with. I agree with that, and I'm gonna sympathize with that.
This is the first time in his life where he just started making money. He living his best life. He doing everything he couldn't have done back then. Nobody wanted to be with him back then. So now he going to cheat. He want everything in abundance.
Here. Y'all think that was the first? Do y'all think that was the first?
No. Hell no. He's still cheating.
That's just like
he's still cheating.
I'm not buying the shit. It's not the first time he
cheated.
So that's why.
He got a Napoleon complex. He got a bad chick. He's still cheating. He going to keep cheating.
Shout out to Nico. That's my mother.
If he don't mean he don't love you.
That's a fact. That's a fact. Say that again, sis. Say that again.
He cheats don't mean he don't love you.
That's what's up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Talk that shit.
Don't cheat on me.
Cause I'ma kill you.
Don't cheat on me.
Cause I'ma kill you.
I don't cheat. Yo.
Right?
Yeah. Yes. 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 Yes.
She calms you, and then you be like, "Oh, I like her."
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Purpose, but she makes you feel comfortable, so she kind of like gets you in the zone. You just zoom in,
Basically, what she's saying is that a lot of women nag men, annoy men. No. Don't touch that. A lot of chicks annoy men, nag men. And because of that,
take 2020.
Men end up confiding.
If you sell a side chick in 2020, kill yourself.
You know what I mean?
Kill yourself.
Throw your whole pussy away.
20, your girlfriend number two.
Ooh.
Listen, your father is somewhere on this earth disappointed.
That's what's up.
Because he raised a wholesome, beautiful, hardworking woman for you to be
your
somebody.
Your father didn't raise you if you were a side chick.
You can't contradict yourself.
No, but she said, your father to erase you if you're a side chick.
That's what I'm saying. So
that's a Facebook status.
That was real. Say that one more time, Tanya.
You
do
all of that shit that you still, and you make a choice.
I feel the same way about the men. Men stop playing second to these women.
Your father is somewhere embarrassed if you're a side chick. That's all I'm going to say. He's somewhere embarrassed.
Is he also embarrassed if you cheat? Is your father also embarrassed if you cheat?
Them island niggas, we have a whole
and it's family. A learning no,
time
moment.
Time out.
It's a teachable moment.
So hold on, time out, because now I'm lost now. So if you're a side chick, your father's upset. And if you cheat, your father's just embarrassed.
Yes.
My father will be proud.
You don't love your mama.
But if you're cheating, then you become the side chick, because he probably got a main chick.
Listen.
I'm just saying. I'm just giving you all position. The scenarios.
All right, look.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the forgiveness.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart's wife was like, she got a 3-strike rule.
Yeah.
Basically saying he already got caught up like 2 times. One more time, he done.
Yeah.
So, in relationships, should you have forgiveness when it comes to cheating?
Well, first of all, in relationships, you have to be, you have to understand that you have to learn how to forgive, period. Whether, no matter what happens. And if you're in a situation where there's been infidelity, you have to learn to forgive.
You have to?
You have to. Be, forgiveness, you have to learn to forgive. You're not always, listen, you're not always going to be in the same page with your partner. You're not always going to agree. Shit, fast, you know, thoughts are going to cross. Energies are going to cross. Y'all were raised differently, probably in different cultures, different households, different countries. Like, you're going to clash at some point in time. And it's how you get through that clash that matters now.
But can I say something?
A lot of people, they have the whole concept of, especially in this day and time, everyone treats everyone like they're very replaceable. And I do not subscribe to that. Everyone is not fucking replaceable. So you can't treat everybody like they are. If your partner does something that hurts you, you make the choice whether you want to forgive them or not. But I will promote forgiveness, because restarting is a whole mission by itself. You still can't, you can't truly call somebody's character. I'm not saying that every night he comes home cheating, like, you gotta put up with that shit, but a part of you has to be open to forgiveness and understand that person is still a human being and humans err. It's in the Bible. To human is err, but to forgive is divine.
Okay, it's in the Bible. I agree with that. It is in the Bible to forgive, but at the end of the day, we can say what we want. When you truly...
But you're one strike policy.
Dang, Tanya, you're not letting me talk.
I'm in here. You cheat once and that's it.
I'm not a one strike policy, but
then you forgive. Right,
No, you're not letting me listen. You're not...
Go.
A relationship comes with more than just the one forgiveness. Trust me. A lot of women, if they had that option, they would leave right away. But they can't, because they stuck. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are stuck.
Yep.
She's stuck.
Yep.
She's stuck with that little short man, so we just going to leave it at that. Sure. But forgiveness, let's all... Wait.
We have to listen. We have to also remember at the point in time where...
Let me finish. Can I finish? It's easy to say, I forgive. But it's hurtful. Think about it. We could say it. We watch it in movies, documentaries, over and over again, even with our own relationships. You forgive, but you're still hurt, and then you're bitter, and then you're doing bitter things, and then you're cheating. It never ends. So at this point, in 2020, going forward, if somebody hurts you to the point that you can't get over it, you got to let it go.
You may also be surprised.
You got to love yourself more.
You got to love yourself more. I'm not tolerating that.
You're under love, girl.
There you go.
you guys may also be surprised what a lot of couples have set up between themselves to get through the relationships. Now, there are couples that I know personally give, I won't say hall passes, but they understand that maybe the person just wants to feel a different body sometimes. It's
complicated. Perfect. I get it. I agree with
body.
You.
It's not that they want to give their heart, their mind, their soul to somebody, but they want to feel a different body. And as a couple, they come to a decision whether they do regular threesomes or you get a weekend free pass. There are couples who do things to get it out of their system. So they rather listen. I'd rather know he went or she went and, well, you know niggas ain't doing it, but women. I'd rather know he went and pipe a bitch this weekend. It was in and out. He got his nut off. He came home. And they're okay with this. There's probably a high possibility that with Kevin Hart's situation, his wife actually gives him free passes on certain things. She's like, just don't embarrass me. Well, what happened with this one was the world know that. The world knew it. They didn't give her peace when she was pregnant. She was like, yo. And she literally said in the documentary, look, how you let this happen. And when I heard her say that, it was kind of like, nigga, listen, you may not be the most failed person in the world, but now it's on the press. It's in the blogs. It's on the news. Like, why I got to do this? Now I got to deal with millions. No exaggeration. The people coming at me over this situation. You should have been able to move better. You understand? And I'm pretty, I honestly believe that they probably have that. They have that pass. It could be. There are women who be like, "Listen, I don't care what the fuck you do. Don't let me find out." There are women that do that.
I mean,
guilty.
What you do?
Guilty. Cause hey, I'm kind of different. I'm like an alien. I tell myself.
Yeah. Tell me about
something
it.
In me, I understand people, and I understand people deeply, and I personally feel like. Everybody's human. Everybody's going to make a mistake. Everybody want to try. Curiosity kicks in.
Yep.
You're just a human being. And if I love you, I'm going to love you unconditionally, and I'm going to know who you are. So by the time I decide to marry somebody or get in a relationship, I'm going to know them deep enough to understand. Like, I know what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm. But now I have to really, like, teach them how to do it in the right way. Like you said,
yes.
He should have just did it in a better way.
So because now it's press.
No, you're not. Teach me how to. I'm teaching him how to respect
me.
Because Because I got boundaries. So he's going to respect me. And do what you want, but respect
me. And especially if you're a man of status, there's people.
Listen to what I said.
No, no.
Do what you want, but respect me. Didn't say go
that's
cheat.
What's up, yo.
And I'm
that's
here.
What's up right
I said
there.
Do what you want and respect me.
Yeah, yeah,
the,
yeah,
the,
yeah,
the
yeah.
Worst part,
that's
listen,
real shit. That's
woman,
real shit.
I want to get it out.
I get it.
You ain't
I
shit.
Get it.
The
I
worst
get
part
it.
About
we don't want to get it
because
you ain't shit.
No, only Lie want to get it.
Listen, Lie.
I want to understand.
Listen.
Nobody's messing with you, Lie.
The worst part of being cheated on as a woman is the embarrassment that comes with it.
That's the worst part.
Embarrassment. That literally is the worst part. It's not the... You went out, like, people forgive cheaters all the time. They're like, oh, you had a weak moment, it was sex, I don't know, let it go. But, nigga, the whole world know about this shit. So how is it going to make me look as a woman now going forward? None of the world knows. I
if nobody know, I'm going to act like it didn't happen. Exactly. If everybody know, it's a human trait to tell you beat it.
It's easier PR. It's easier PR. Shut the fuck up,
yeah,
son.
Yeah,
next
yeah,
topic. Yeah. Next topic.
Hold on, guys.
I'm so sorry. Black,
how you feeling, man?
Is it forgiveness for me to forgive someone cheating on me? Yeah.
Niggas don't do it, but let me hear.
I mean,
niggas forgive?
It, well, yeah.
You guys don't forgive.
It depends.
Jerry, if your fiance cheats on you, she cheating on you right now, and you leave here, and she's getting out some guy's car, you gonna still be with her? You gonna cry? You gonna?
Well, first of all, I don't cry. So you know.
Oh.
I'm from Coney Island. I don't cry. You heard 31st Street. But amongst that, when I do see him get out the car, do get his ass whipped. That's for sure. You know what I mean? We gonna beat fire out of son.
But
yeah, it's over though.
You gonna jump that nigga, son?
Yeah. It's a fact. It's a lie. Don't like people violating me. So you know, lie gonna jump in. I'ma beat him up, and then it's over. It's a wrap. And it's not a wrap because she cheated. But it's a wrap because you. It's like when you
it's
play dice.
No.
Not even. When you play dice, right?
Embarrassing. If your girl cheat on you and nobody don't know, you gonna stay with her to the end.
You gonna let me speak?
If your girl a hoe and nobody knows, you gonna stay with her to the end.
You gonna let me speak?
I'm gonna stay
with my. The minute your boy or somebody you know beat it, you leaving her.
You gonna let me
speak?
You gonna let me tell you?
That's why you left us.
Nah,
you left us black women and you moved on.
No.
Wow.
No, I don't.
Shade.
No, listen.
Shade has been choice.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you, life is like playing dice, right? And the only way to win in dice is to head crack. You got a 4-5-6, you got a 1-1-6, you know what I mean? Or you got a trip, you got a 1-1-1. That's how you win in dice, you know what I mean? The second highest point in dice is a 5. That's a strong fucking roll. Like, a 5 is a strong point to roll. And I just feel like any woman dealing with me, you already rolled a 5. So to roll a dice again, to risk having a roll of 4, 3, 2, or 8, to risk that shit, to try to get a 6, is just stupidity. So I got to leave you off with stupidity. You're just dumb. You already rolled a 5, shorty.
So basically,
that's
your
a strong
ego's
number.
Hurt and you're embarrassed. Okay.
If that's where you see it, baby girl.
I am in a relationship. I'll probably stay.
Okay, I could see with that.
Because you ain't built up
that.
All this.
Just go.
Exactly.
You want to know, and you want to know why. You want to know why.
Now, I don't even want to know why.
You want to know why.
Now, I want to know why.
You want to know why.
I don't.
I want to know why.
I don't. Because y'all like having all the answers.
You want to know why.
I don't.
You want to know why because your ego. You want to make sure that it's not.
Let's fix this.
Let's go to therapy.
What do we do from here?
You still want to be here? I still want to be here. Let's go.
So, I got a curveball question. How do you look at couples that you know they had infidelity, whether it is the man or woman side, doesn't matter who, and you know that somebody is cheated and you know somebody's forgiven? Like, how do you look at the relationship? Like, do you think it's a good thing, a bad thing? Somebody's a pussy, somebody.
Right, well, to me,
wow. Why are you laughing, Jerry? Why are you laughing, Jerry?
Because it's a funny question.
It's a good question. I see a lot of relationships like this, right? It depends.
They want to see you live. So look at the camera for ladies can see you. Oh yeah, sidebar. We at LFA 214 Parkside. Make sure y'all pull up this Friday live birthday bash. Tanya birthday bash. O ball live. Yeah, you can finish answer the question. Sorry.
I think it just depends how they looking now, man. They still looking fucked up, or if somebody's still out cheating, then it's just not a good look. But if I look at somebody like Jay-Z and Beyonce, I'm like, shit is lit. Nigga, Will Smith and Jada, they've been through everything. And they even said it. But he said, there's nothing that woman can do that would make me leave.
That's a fact.
And I said, that shit is dope.
Because he's a real man. He has a new level of understanding of people, to both of them.
Of both of them.
And they make a definition of
but
love
that,
within
but
themselves.
But that's not what she asked you, though. She asked you.
But that's not what she asked you.
How do you view couples that have... that had infidelity in the past and someone forgave no matter which side it came from?
I don't judge because I'm not in that relationship and I'm just happy that they worked it out.
I'm with Oni.
I laugh
I'm
a little bit. I laugh a little bit.
I mind my business.
At the end of the day, you're going to chuckle a little bit like, ha, ha, whatever. However, I admire the fact that they were able to get through their darkness, because a lot of people are just willing to throw shit away easily. And I'm not saying that cheating is not a big deal, but I still admire the couples who fight that good fight. And if it's a case where there's changed behavior, because you can't forgive me for cheating and you still cheating. Like, that I don't
that's
fuck with.
Fact. That's a
that
fact.
Don't, if you
once a cheater, always a cheater.
What?
Says the nigga that say you. So what happened to learn to be faithful? What happened to learn to be faithful? You had a whole speech about learning to be faithful earlier.
No. That's because you're coming from single to being committed.
Right, okay.
That's too extreme.
Okay.
But if you're a cheater, you're a cheater. That's it.
Okay. All right.
There's
so my
no
thing
difference.
Is, my thing is, I tip my hat to the people who work through their darkness.
I agree with you because I'm scared of the dark.
At the end of the day, once there is changed behavior and it's two people working towards a common goal, I support
nah,
it.
Nah, dog.
Nobody's perfect.
Nah.
Nobody.
There's people perfect. There's people close to it.
There's nobody that's perfect. I'm scared of the dog.
But there's people close to it.
So let's get over it.
There's people close to perfect. All I'm saying is, if you don't have to deal with it, why would you?
Okay, and that's go back to live comment where he says it depends on how deep you are. Okay, at that point in time, listen.
If y'all don't have a house, kids, or business,
okay,
I'm gone.
Walk away. I agree with you.
If you don't have a house,
Jesus don't love away.
Kids,
you've never really been in love.
Don't love away,
if
you don't know what love is.
Don't love away like that,
you
bro.
Can't just throw away love.
You
let
lie to you if you fucking
watch. Nah, you can't throw love away
y'all
like that.
I've never even been in love
Nico
for real.
Nico Hart was 8 months pregnant, less under a year married, 8 years into her relationship. She was not giving that up.
Yo, people always say,
she was not giving
marriage,
that up.
And marriage is for better or for worse.
And that's the worst.
I wouldn't give it up either. It's too many busters in this world. I wouldn't give it up either. I'm staying with my little short man.
At the end of the day, like, I will share with my $40 million.
So I'm staying with my man. Because he don't, cause ain't no, you know,
And listen, there's an upside if he cheated. It's going to be the year of the wife. If I didn't get caught, it's going to be all about you.
All I'm saying is that I don't respect it. I don't respect it. I laugh a little bit. Because people talk about self-worth a lot. People talk about knowing their worth, knowing their value.
And taxes.
You can know your worth and know your value, but what does that have to do with somebody else?
Another year married.
Well, everybody don't got that 8 years. And you know, some people got one or two.
You cannot control somebody else's actions, no matter how.
You cannot.
Not at all.
8 years.
But if you don't have no ties.
8 months for the baby, and even the baby.
If you don't have no ties and there's no reason to stay, I'm gone.
Okay, I'm 8 months pregnant. I gotta stay.
Oh no, I mean Kevin Hart and her is different. For everybody, for the regular people,
facts.
You don't have no ties, I'm gone.
Facts.
Gotta go. Sorry. Gotta go. I know you cheated. I know you're
agree.
Trying to do better, but it's over. It's a wrap. Pack this all up. You know what I mean?
All right, let's jump topics now.
Let's get off the love topic.
We're off the love topic.
Like, hey.
Pause.
Throw your neck back. Like, put some neck into it.
All right, let's talk about asking. Oh, yeah, it does sound bad. Asking the opposite sex for money.
Yo.
Is it disrespectful to ask an associate of the opposite sex for money?
Yes.
To have no sexual relationship?
Yes.
No
yes.
sexual relationship?
Yes. The
I
answer
ask
is
anybody
yes.
for whatever I want. It's either yes or no.
I don't do those things. I don't do those things.
If it's my
That's crazy.
I only ask people I have an established friendship with for that type of thing. Because one, obviously,
I said associates, not friends.
Associates, it's not disrespectful. It's low. It's a low life thing to do. Go to fucking work, dog. Go to work. Uber allows you to walk and drop shit
depends.
Off.
First of all, go it depends in your circle what kind of friends you
yeah.
have.
My
associates that I associate with, if they're asking me for big money to do big things, I would help.
Different conversation.
If they asking me to pay
they
a light bill, if they asking me for Con Edison, AT&T, T-Mobile, Metro PCS,
that's what they asking you for.
You a that's bum, and I don't even, why am I talking to you?
All right, listen.
That's a fact.
It's a lot of
let me,
Let me take that back so people won't get offensive. I'm saying that we're adults. We're not kids. So if I have an adult friend, she better have an adult emergency, and I'm going to be there for
that's
her.
That's a fact. Oh, that was
she's
tough.
She's asking me
that was tough.
Nonsense.
Yo, I respect
I'm not
it.
Helping.
That
I'm
was
not
tough.
Helping.
Yo, that was
my
tough.
My mic is off.
Check. My mic is off.
Check my joint. Yeah.
My mic off, too.
It might be on. I don't know.
Though.
It's going on and off. They can hear us still. All right. He said we good.
All right, listen.
But
me,
I would say
right, Jerry?
Because
you used to ask
dope.
Me for stuff when we was little.
What?
Like $20, $30. But now we grown, right? So you asked me.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm just talking.
I was lost too. But listen, I would say this. It depends, right? So, like, listen. The way I see it is this: if you're asking one friend for money, that's one thing. All right, time out. If you're asking one person, let me switch it up. If you're asking one person for money, hey, one person, I need to borrow $500. To me, that's cool. Listen, to me, that's cool. If I'm asking La for $500, Oni for $200, and Tanya for $300. I don't plan on paying you back because in my head, if you plan on paying someone back, you better ask one person for everything. Yo, lie, let me get $1,000. You understand? And then $1,000, I got you back.
That's a fact.
Opposed to spreading out to three or four or five, six people. I think at that point, you're scamming.
I'm talking about for the opposite sex, though. Have you ever
No. I never ask no female for money, and I never will.
Well, I have a personal issue with this because I got a personal issue with this because like I said, I'm in a relationship with somebody for three years, and it's just surprising how, or it's not surprising, but it's still a eyebrow raiser how a lot of females that allegedly are supposed to be close to me or admire me or fuck with me really trying to Alicia Keys their way into my situation. But what they don't know is that the person I'm with, Alicia Keys the shit. They try to Alicia Keys the Swizz Beatz the shit. If you know, you
fucking
know.
They're trying to replace her.
If you know, you know. If you know, you know. So there's been multiple, unfortunately, situations where people approach my partner on some ha kya kya kiki, send me $40, do my nails. I get it. He has a business. He's doing well for himself. You know, people see what they see. They see that he looks out for me, his woman, a certain way. Apparently it is.
Go a long way, baby.
Listen, that's almost a full car
wash.
He
can't even want nobody in his phone.
I watch 50.
I'm gonna change my number.
You ask for almost 2 hours of that man's time.
$40.
You ask for almost 2 hours of that man's time to ask $40. You can't be doing that shit. But people like kya kya kiki.
Some people do strange things to change.
For my nails. Like, first of all, at the end of the day, me and you are friends. You know him through me. You know that's my man. Why you want to ask him for that? Because
she's not your friend. She's not
asking your man for money.
I'm learning more and more every day that motherfuckers will do what they gotta do to get to you or get through you and try to finagle their way into your situation. Because he does have a fuckboy look. I'm not gonna lie. He got the mohawk and shit, and his car is tinted dark. He got a suspicious type look, but he always feel like somebody is setting him. I said what I said.
Sorry,
but
so you're saying he got a fuckboy look?
He definitely has a fuckboy look.
Oh, okay.
And he's a sweetheart. But there's people I tell him all the time. He knows this. But
fishnet tank top. Fuckboy.
But there's literally people who would try to risk it because they see how he treats me and what he does for me. And a lot of times, I'm going to tell y'all, man, a lot of times women not fucking with you because of you. They fuck with you because of how you treat your girl and what is the life you give your partner or your family or your kids. And they want that. It's not even necessarily you. So they would do what they got to do. So they would make themselves available. And with him, he always thinks he's being set up. He so always thinks he's being set up.
You get more girls by being a good nigga to your girl.
Exactly.
That's why. That's why when you married, or you get engaged, all the girls like you. Nobody gave Kevin Hart
all them Christmas, all the matching PJs. The Christmas hat, motherfuckers, tight. That plaid PJ was pissing people off. Somebody want to fuck with you just because you have plaid PJs on. I promise you, they want that Christmas picture, son. They want that Christmas picture so bad. That's why they were pissed off the next day. They made memes about it. They want that plaid PJ picture. They want the shit. And they will do what the hell they gotta do to get in any situation. And they start with $40, $100. See what he could do for you. And there are a lot of men who like, all right, bitch, you trying to get money? What you gonna do for me? And they will be willing to do something for that.
I don't feel like you should ask. Well, I've never asked no woman for nothing. Besides, like, vagina, clearly. That's it. But.
So you shouldn't
ask for that either.
No, I had to ask sometime. You got to make it clear.
She should just want
to
give it to you.
Sometimes you got to.
That's what she really want to do.
And what I will also say is, I'm somebody. No, this is not an open call to people. If you're somebody in a situation you genuinely need money, I will more likely help you, knowing that you will give it back to me. Because life happens, shit happens. You know, is it always up and bright and sunny for everybody? There can be times you genuinely need that financial support, but you gotta be that person who is going to be able to pay that shit back and willing to pay that shit back. And like Black said, if you ask in 5 people, you don't want to pay that shit back.
And
you hoping somebody forgets.
And pay my shit back
and
priority.
Mind you, listen, they target the people who they think got mad money. Oh. You work at this place, you have this type of job, you a police officer, you this person, $100 ain't nothing to you. So they would take your money with a sad story and then be like, you know what, it's only $100, I'm not giving it back to you. Fuck that shit, I want all my shit in singles if you must. I will take it and deposit that shit back in my account.
You should
and
never
stop
ask
asking people mind for money. Y'all want your fuck.
If that's not your friend, you shouldn't even ask. If it's not your circle.
Exactly.
You can't tell people what to do because everybody definition of associates and everybody definition of friendship is different. Like she said, her friend is asking her man. My friend can't dare ask my man for
nothing. Friend.
That's
my friend.
So
people will be on my dick, and I consider them.
Yeah.
And I consider them associates, but even at that level, I still think it's disrespectful. I still think it is because you know this person is in an established situation. You're somebody who don't see me no way and pass me straight. You always hugging and kissing me. Oh, my God, Tanya, I love you. Ah. You see me at a party, you want to dub on me, you want this. I love you so much, but you see my man, you got to do your nails. What the fuck?
Exactly my point.
My nails cost $80 anyway.
She wouldn't even
get a
be my associate.
Your nails are probably even black.
Why are you still
having a conversation? We wouldn't even be friends.
And at that point in time, you would dub. And motherfuckers don't understand why I dubbed them. Like, one person has attitude with me. One person. They know why they were dubbed.
La, talking to the mic, La.
They know why they were dubbed. They know why they were dubbed.
They only got to see me.
Yo, listen, make sure this Friday, y'all all is at O-Bar Live Big Birthday Bash. Tanya will be celebrating her birthday as well. And then Sunday we'll be at Brooklyn Prom.
Hold on. Now
we're currently at 214 Parkside El Jefe, the grand opening. It's a new location. It's one on Fulton. It's the new one on Parkside. It's more seating, more space, bigger TVs. We're watching a football game. I'm currently winning Dan and Sammy. I want my money. I'm not playing with either one of y'all. You know what I mean? Yeah, La. All right,
so we talk about the non-sexual part. Let's talk about the people you do actually have sex with. Yes. Are you allowed
to ask
for money?
First of all, that's the fucking
thing. If I kiss you, I'm out.
Look at all the women. Watch the women. All that shit started working.
Motherfuckers afraid. 30 plus and afraid to ask a person that they're having raw, unprotected sex with for money. But gonna ask a
random person.
That's not
your place.
Why are, like, that's pussy mismanagement. Like, your priority
what?
All the way fucked up. If you can't...
That sounds like prostitution.
You can't... If I don't... Listen to me. If I can possibly have your child, I can be comfortable.
What are we
for
fucking
money.
With condoms on?
We're having raw sex.
What if it's condoms?
Juices, motherfucker.
No,
juices.
What is this?
you spit in my mouth. Juices.
Dude.
Juices are being exchanged.
So you think?
Yeah,
yeah.
So hold on,
Tanya. It's kids here having tacos. Let's relax. It's kids here having tacos, and we gotta relax. Sorry, kids. She talking about the chipotle mayo that goes on a taco. Very sorry. Excuse us. We are at a family-oriented restaurant, 214 Parkside, El Jefe. You know what I mean?
Listen.
But do you think you have the right? So I tell you, do.
Listen, it goes both ways. If I can trust you with my life, I should be able to trust you financially. That's it. If I can trust you with my life, I can trust you financially. You should be able to do the same thing for me. But it's just crazy. People are afraid. Like, literally, I know people do that. Oh my God, he's been with for 2 years. I'm afraid to ask to do my nails. But you ask for that. You ask for penetration, though.
My thing is this, right, La? I don't mind a woman asking me for money. I do feel like, based on a level of our relationship and time invested, there is a limit.
I agree.
You know what I mean? There is a limit. So let's say I've been talking to a chick for 3 months, right? And all of a sudden, she got this big emergency, and she need an emergency. Hello, ma'am. You're blocking the camera. How are you? Would you like some water? We're going to get some water for you. Somebody get her some water, please. So, let's say she need an emergency $5,000. I think that's out of her budget. For the time invested... And
$20 or less.
I think for anything under a year, right?
Bill.
Anything under a year,
Bill.
It's $100 or less. Don't come up with no overnight emergencies. Oh, this
I
just
can't
happened.
Pay my rent, my mortgage.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with me. You understand? Now if we live together, it's different because now our money, money and your money both come into the same house.
I'm not talking about relationships.
So it's
so
different.
Fuck buddy,
right.
Shit.
If we just fuck buddy, you know, you got a $100 limit. Maybe $200. If I really trust you and mess with you like that, $200, that's what you tap out. Anything over than that is selfish, it's greedy, and it's prostitution.
What I will say is, if I can ask you for a DNA, I should be able to ask you for money. However,
that's not true, though.
Listen. If there is a genuine purpose, because a lot of people just ask for money just because they want to ask for money. If there's a genuine purpose to this, I should be able to feel comfortable enough to ask you for that.
No.
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 No, I'm gonna tell you no, and I'm gonna tell you why. Listen, Oni, I'm gonna tell you why. I'm gonna tell you why.
You can say no, but I should be able to come with. You can say no.
Well, you can ask anybody anything, but I'm not in the right fucking mind.
But listen. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. Because if a man is not financially stable, woman would tell him
he shouldn't be having sex, and he shouldn't really be having it without
exactly.
a top.
Exactly. So at the end of the day, if a man is broke,
definitely having sex unemployed.
I'm sorry.
Oh my God, I feel sorry for you, Tanya.
But wait,
your daddy is somewhere pissed off. Your daddy is somewhere pissed off right now.
He was upset.
When I'm broke, it's nothing my body won't respond to. I'm broke.
How are you turned on and you broke? How's that possible?
I needed a serotonin in my. I needed a feel because I was depressed, so I needed that feel.
Unemployment should have woke you up.
No. I was unemployed and doing nothing. I was unemployed job search and I was unemployed.
Nah, you shouldn't have been horny. You shouldn't have been horny at that time.
I was definitely taking a stroke.
How to struggle with
it? No. But listen, we gotta watch our. We gonna watch our. You know. So what I'm saying is this. If a dude is broke and cannot provide, a lot of women are going to say he shouldn't be dating, he shouldn't be thinking about sex at the time.
100%.
So my thing is this. If a woman is in a financial bind of any sort,
You know what I mean? Before she start dealing with me and is going to present it to me later on, she shouldn't be dealing with X, Y, and Z. You know what I mean? She shouldn't be having these type of interests and these type of engagements because you obviously in debt. Take care of your debt before you get on it. Take care of your debt, and then we're going to move forward and, you know, do our thing in the bedroom and go travel and all that stuff. Or we can't be blowing hookah and everything and you got issues. You know what I mean?
It's definitely a double standard, though. It's definitely a double standard, though, because you look at it, we only talk about women asking for money. Imagine if a woman gave a nigga some pussy, and then a man be like, yo, can I borrow like $50, like, in the morning?
Oh,
she look
man.
At him like he fucking oh, crazy.
Man. Oh, man.
The mic
oh,
is up.
Oh, man. And you know that cannot
even
happen.
Even if a man was
you gonna get solved.
Like
you
year,
gonna get solved on social media.
Get $100,
it's a definite double standard.
This broke ass nigga, I gotta take care of niggas now.
It's a definite double standard. It's a definite.
So don't put your hand out for me.
It's a double standard, but y'all know men are born to be protectors and providers, and that's just what it is.
Not
walk around broke, but you better not.
Listen.
Women should not walk around broke.
Women should not walk around broke.
They shouldn't.
They shouldn't. Again, listen.
Understanding the people.
Listen.
They shouldn't
walk around broke.
But they do.
It's still not okay.
That's why women wear leggings, because they don't got pockets.
Wow. Wow, Jerry. Wow.
Hello. Listen, I just figured
on.
It out.
Leggings and blue bags.
Hold on. I just figured it out.
Leggings are too bad.
Those the expensive tights, though. Those the expensive ones.
No.
Those ain't the see-through ones.
Yeah. Those ain't the see-through $10 joints.
You see those three-pack candy going
those are the, Yeah. Those expensive joints. You know what I mean? Stop it.
How you feel about it? How you feel? You give up some pussy, you want to ask a nigga for money in the morning?
But listen, what I will say is that I don't encourage the hustle of it, because the women who believe they fuck you one time, two times, now they have this open right to just milk your pockets. That I don't support. I don't support that because I don't support that.
But you said you with it, right? So I'm just saying.
What I'm
flip
saying
side.
Is, at the end of the day, if I ever come to ask for money, I genuinely need it. I'm not asking just because I'm a woman. You got.
Who cares?
You giving a man money too then?
Yes, I would.
No,
you
I'm not.
Him, you giving him money?
Yes, I would.
Wow. No, I am not.
Yes, I would.
No.
I only keeping it a buck today.
No.
I only keeping it a buck today.
Whatever my man says.
If you ask a chick.
That's not your man.
He's
not your
man. He's your buddy.
If you ask.
Fuck buddy.
Yes.
Yeah,
you said you share DNA. Mm-hmm. I can ask. Right? So if you can ask.
Maybe it is great.
He can ask, right?
Maybe
it is great.
Listen, if you ask one of these chicks today for some
energy,
money,
right? Y'all
I mean,
nah, they're going to sub you.
If
you ask one of these chicks for money, little money, $200, little money.
Listen.
66
cents.
Hold up, you got to be a big dog. And when I mean a big dog, and maybe she'll let you borrow a check. Hold up,
I ain't
tax time
nobody.
Is coming. Maybe she'll let you borrow it.
That is woman weak spot. Women do gamble on taxes.
Oh,
tax
yeah.
returns, they do gamble.
So lie, do your thing, lie. They might help you.
Listen,
he trying to get
it.
Your taxes.
I don't know. I'm in a different bracket. I pay taxes. I don't get nothing back.
Listen, I'ma say this. A lot of people, especially women who are established, do this thing where I just need a nigga for something physical. I don't believe in that because I don't want it to be a situation where I'm a fucking a bum just because I got a good paycheck. Like, no, I don't need just dick from somebody. It'll never be that. I will never bring my standard down that low. That your only qualification is being able to get your dick hard.
I agree.
Never, like, do that. A lot of women do that shit. They bring the standard down that low, and they just get a nigga for some pipe. Then some shit comes up, and you ask him for something, and you're surprised he can't give it to you. Bitch, you picked him wrong in the first place. Because I have never met a man who could that didn't.
Me, so you never met a man that could, but
I never met a man who could break you off something that didn't. Never.
I could, and I won't.
I could,
and I won't.
He could, and he won't.
I'm cheap, straight up.
You got to earn this one. You're going to earn this one. You're going to earn this one. And listen, I think that was some reverse psychology right there that Tanya just threw. She never knew a man that could, that didn't. That was just trying to get y'all.
You got to be. Right?
You don't have to. You don't have to.
Don't do.
You're an adult. Survive on your own first. Before you come to me, survive
voodoo,
on your
right?
own.
Try to make the voodoo like. If you,
that's
if you got a, it,
that's my
give
preference.
If you got it, you'll give it to me.
There is a disclaimer. God can do what Tanya does. When I was living my best life, I was being put on planes. I was out of the state. I was out of the country. I was having vacations. I was getting money. I had people finding my business, paying my rent, and all that good shit. If you can't pull that type of nigga, do not try this at home.
Hold on. Time out. We're going to address that. We're going to address all that.
I started two businesses on niggas that was just fucking me. I started two businesses on that shit.
Let me find out you like Lori Horry. You.
What? Lori Horry.
Lori Horry.
You started two businesses on that
She's
23. We all live our best life at 23. I wish we could go back.
Listen, after I see her body, I'm not mad at her, y'all.
I am not mad at her, y'all. Not mad at her.
Lori, if you're listening, I love you, girl. And I got $500 for you.
We all love you, Lori. You give us hope. We just be thinking about
her. I got $500 for
you. Fuck you, Meek. Lori Harvey's still on my wish list. Like, she's still on my wish list.
She bad.
She's still on my wish list.
She bad.
You don't know her, so that's why you're saying
it. It don't matter.
All right,
Lori
Harvey can
make that decision to live with it. Lori Harvey can make that decision to live with it. I support that.
I don't know what Tanya
talking about. All these dudes tricking on her and all this crazy stuff. I don't know what she talking about.
It was one, two. I mean, it's one point in life, another point in life. I got two businesses over that shit.
I still don't know what Tanya's talking about. Fellas, keep your money to you. I don't know what she's talking about. You don't have to spend on
that.
If you have to spend for her to be there, then she ain't supposed to be
there. That's not what I did. Don't scandal me.
No, time out. You are stopping the quote. If you have to spend for her to be there, she shouldn't be there. Simple. That is a nice quote. Put it on your Facebook immediately.
That's bars.
She shouldn't be there.
I agree with this shit.
She shouldn't be there. Fellas, I'm saying if you really want to find your wife, if you really want to find your quan, you want to find the one, be as cheap as possible.
Just ask God.
Be as cheap as possible. Because money break these motherfuckers. Money break people, especially women.
If you
ain't spending no money,
treat your wallet like they treat their vagina.
I'm telling you.
That was
the
hardest
quote
of 2018.
Let's get to the last topic real quick.
Yes, sir. Shout out to my man Braun here in the building.
Give us a good
topic.
Take us home.
You got one?
No.
Coney Island in the building. El Jefe, what up?
Nah, let's talk about why people don't take stepping stone jobs. Like, we're talking about the Young Jock situation. See how he was driving, the Lyft or whatever he was doing?
Fuck out of here.
He was trying to clown him for doing that.
Every honest dollar earned is respected. If you got to go outside and wash some cars, you got to go outside and drive, you got to stay home and make some wigs, you got to go knit somebody's chair back, you got to sew a blind, if it's an honest dollar, I respect. You got to serve somebody drinks as a bartender, as a waitress, I respect it. Don't let nobody make you feel
you mentioned
like
all your jobs.
All of my shit.
Every job.
Plus, all my shit.
All the shit she does.
Because
do
at the end of the day, at the end of the day, the people that will want to say that shit about, I travel more than a lot of y'all motherfuckers watching this shit. I don't even go nowhere far, but if I can even afford to go with no restriction, it's already a blessing in itself. Some of y'all niggas need time off.
Tanya, just because they don't post it don't mean they ain't traveling, girl.
Okay, I travel all the time and I never post it.
And that's a fact.
Listen, there are people who come and shade me being a bartender that didn't leave the country yet for the year. Well, not 2020, but 2019. They left the country
but
one
what does that
time.
Mean? Tanya, I bet to differ. I'm a bet to differ on that.
No.
I haven't left the country in 2 years.
I'm going to hookah, though. All right.
These are not people who travel.
It's hookah in here, y'all.
These are not people that do it by choice.
Miss.
Pardon. You actually have two businesses you're running, so you probably need to be on the ground doing certain things. It's different. These motherfuckers want to travel, but they're not doing it because they can't. That's all I'm saying. I respect every honest dollar earned. Motherfuckers could be out here robbing, stealing, shooting, killing,
Yo, Tanya been shooting for two shows in a row, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Tanya been shooting for two shows in a row.
I
want to
know who her enemy is, because she be coming.
I just want y'all to come show her love.
She ready.
Somebody
watching.
I got to fight with you,
because
we out here. I just want to know.
Y'all could.
You got initiated.
Y'all could.
You just told me to sit here.
Yo.
Tanya,
done it. Yo, listen.
Whoever Tanya got beat with, it depends. If I beat you, I'll help her. But if I can't, I'm a back up.
I will never bump into you with immigration. You can't talk about me. That's all I'm going to say.
Big up, big up, big up. Listen, support Tanya. Next week, Sunday, is her brunch, her Dave Hardy birthday bash.
And it's on my actual birthday.
It's on her actual birthday at Brooklyn Prime. Y'all know the address. I believe it's 4315.
Farragut Road.
Pull up to that. And this Friday, y'all already know. My man, live birthday bash, rooftop, old bar.
Okay.
If you want a table, hit me up. DM me now. I'm taking tables, depositing money now. You know what I mean? Before you can get everything established.
Black, you ain't got nothing to say
on
that topic real quick before we wrap it up?
About which topic?
About people that are not willing to take stepping stones because of how society looks at them.
I feel like, you know me, I don't really judge people's job or career or salary, but... When you do start talking, you see, when you start talking fly and you had these preferences, when your preferences is like a Jeff Bezos, when you want the founder of Amazon and shit, and you in the and you somewhere that you shouldn't be, that doesn't make sense, then it's like, how are you telling me I gotta come like this and you like this?
Big
so
fact.
that's when stuff like that come in the retrospect.
Big,
you know
though.
What I mean?
You gotta think big.
Yeah, you gotta think big, but
you gotta
be big as well.
You can't just
think big. Big man, pardon fam.
Told you.
Pardon fam. Peace God. Yeah. It's all love. I just want everybody that, like, whatever you do for a living is on you, but let that also be
a reflection of your standards.
Exactly. Let that be
whatever
a reflection
you do
of
is
your standards.
Should be a reflection of your standards.
Facts.
You can't be.
And I don't think Young Jock driving an Uber was a bad thing. Uber make good money.
Yes, they do.
What's the problem here? My homegirl Jessica does Uber and she does weed. What's up, girl? She made $150 last night.
Look at that.
Yeah, I heard the Jessica.
Yeah, Uber driver
from Cody Allen. She in the building right now.
But, I believe it.
You know
get it
mean?
How you get it.
Yeah, get it how you get it.
You shouldn't care what nobody think because nobody's helping you.
But don't
you
be
to
talking crazy, though.
When
things
ain't going right for you, ain't nobody helping
yeah.
you. So however you get it, whatever steps you take,
yeah, do
just
your thing.
Do it. Just get to it.
You got to get it how you
one
get it
time,
you can't ask niggas you fucking for money.
I got to talk about shut the fuck up. I remember one time there was this braider in the salon I get my nails done in, and a girl was running late. Very late. The customer was in the wrong. Running late. And the girl was like, listen, you know, after 20 minutes, there's a cancellation fee and I can't do your appointment. The girl ran. She was like, I'm extending 50 more minutes on top of the 20 just for you. The woman was still late. She's like, you know what? I can't take you anymore. Cancel it. $25 cancellation fee. The person on the phone went off. Oh, you just a bum. You just a hair braider. What you know about anything? You just a low life. I got my master's degree. I got $4,000 in my savings account. I was like, bitch, what?
If she took time out to say all of that, she really had nothing in her bank account.
Yeah.
First of all I'm going to say is this. Hair braiders make the bag.
Tax free.
No, but,
you over here
but
with
you
your
know,
master's degree trying to put, talk somebody down because you got a master's. I respect that. I
yeah.
applaud you for getting a master's.
Yeah.
I
got my master's.
I
cheated.
Listen, I applaud you for finishing school. However, there are people for hair braiders that made that shit in one weekend. What the fuck are you telling me? What are you telling me?
Now, respect people bag and respect people time.
At the end of the day,
you
still
want
to braid her
time,
braid your hair anyway.
Yeah, and once you don't respect people time, it's over.
Everybody's
time is different.
You don't,
you
and it goes back to the same thing I said when we talk about relationships and understanding. When you don't have an understanding of respect for people, what they do and who they are, it is what it is. You ain't never going to have no respect.
You respect the janitor
no
the same way you respect the CEO.
That's a fact.
Like, I'm going to give you a perfect example. Preach is the... He's the engineer that controls the show and stuff. Preach told me to pick him up at 5:30. I told Preach I'm never late. I was there at 5 o'clock. You know what I mean? I'm a 5 o'clock motherfucker. You know what I mean?
Preach came here
so I'm there on time because I got to respect his time and his talents and his gift and what he's doing for us to do this Brown Holy Water podcast and put together this show and new locations and so on and so forth.
Shout out to Preach.
Shout out to him and stuff like that. You know what I mean? It definitely was appreciated for him to come out and make this happen. You know what I mean?
Drink on me. What you want, Preach? Whatever you want. He get a large.
He said Henny. Give him Henny.
A large Henny. Whatever Preach want.
Give Preach a large Henny. That's what's up. Lie. It's on you, baby.
Now we wrapping up, baby. We're going to wrap it up.
Yes,
everybody
sir.
I get a shout outside and all that, you know.
Okay.
Well, since I'm the least important person,
I just
want
to say Tanya been on fire the last two shows.
Yeah, Tanya been shooting the last two shows.
Who's in her man phone? But bitch, stop. I'm going to kill you, son.
Leave him alone, please.
Stop asking for your little bum ass nails to get done because she on to you.
That's a fact.
She on you.
That's a fact.
She is shooting these last shows.
That's a fact.
She's ready.
Okay, she done threw out trips and leaving the country. Go ahead, Tanya. Yeah. Go ahead. Two businesses off a dude.
Two businesses off this
place. Go ahead, girl. Tell them your
story. That Lori. She related to her.
Go ahead. Dosky and Lori right here. I got two businesses off this box.
Here I was thinking it was a fucking dark.
And you ain't me, so you ain't going to get what I get.
They said it, not me. But
shoot, girl. Go ahead.
Yo, shout out to anybody watching the show. Thank you guys for tuning in. Shout out to people still here with us. I know the audio wasn't the best, but thank you guys for rocking with us. Thank you guys for still commenting, doing your thing.
Yeah.
Shout out to Oni. You guys got to support El Jefe. I had the grilled chicken salad. It was really good. I'm not a chicken salad person, but that shit was fire. I'm going to have it again. It was Jerry's fault. It was his fault. Listen, I appreciate it. I don't speak bad on food. Don't forget my birthday. The most important day of January, aside from last day, which is number two, is January 26th. It is exactly 1 week away. Next Sunday, we are in Brooklyn Prime, 31. I turned 31. The best birthday, if you guys can give to me on my birthday, is coming out to my brunch, supporting, buy some shit at the bar, eat the food, support my friend Ontrack. He had Models and Miles last night. That shit was on tilt. Come on and turn up. Friday 24th, La Hack Jack, my birthday weekend. His birthday is still the week after next. It was next week, right? The week after next, he hijacked my birthday
I'm
Friday.
January, baby, his,
listen, I'm still upset. I am still upset.
Nah,
Aquarius. Exactly. My birday before his birthday party before mine. How'd that work? Anyway,
it happens like
January 24th, we are in O Bar in Flushing, Queens. We starting up for me and Lost birthday.
Yeah,
I want to
see
everybody
Friday
to pull up. Ladies
free
before 12:30. Dress properly. Shalaya gonna be
coming
with y'all.
Only coming. You gotta come show La love.
Shalaya gonna be ready with them this memes and y'all motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Do not be a meme this year.
Yeah.
Yo, January 24th. Shout out to my Brooklyn Prime. Shout out to my Brooklyn Prime family, 4315 Farragut Road, the corner of Farragut and Troy. We got brunch Saturday and Sunday, 12 to 6 p.m. Come pull up. Prefix menu is affordable. I'm there pouring drinks. It gets really lit. And last
Working
but not least, not on my birthday. Brooklyn Prime, baby. Last but certainly not least, shout out to my Nico. Shout out to my Nico. Level Up Wash, 347-356-4855. It's 1 week from my birthday, so book him out so I can get a nice birthday gift. I'm counting on you. He's a hardworking man. Shut the fuck up. It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Just want to dance and party.
It's my birthday, though. It's been my birthday since January 1st. But book that man this entire week. I know it was snowing. So you can see our car look like trash. It's probably mad salt. He does salt removal. So book him so I can have a good birthday. Over to Salah.
Oni, go ahead. Shout out. Give your shout outs out.
La is my little brother. Hey, everyone.
She does friend zone you, bro. She bro you online.
Friend zone.
This is Brown Hollywood.
So, Oni, could you shout out both the businesses? Tell them the addresses, how to come support you, the days that you're open, all that stuff.
Shout out to El Jefe. We're open Tuesday through Sunday from 11 to 12 p.m. El Jefe Parkside, Flatbush. We here. El Jefe Bed-Stuy. We're going to always be there. We love and support everyone. Thanks to Preach, Jerry, and the whole Hot Holy Water podcast.
They call me black now. You heard? They call me black. Shout out to Black Success, Coney Island. Y'all already know.
No, let me not say that. Shout out to everybody that's here. I enjoyed myself with you guys. We really tried to make this work. I don't think we should do this again. Like
said, I don't think we're
going to
do it.
I don't think we're
going to
do it again.
We're going to go to the studio. We're going to the studio.
We're gonna come strong. We're gonna come back, and we're gonna do this the right way. I'm gonna come visit y'all.
Yes.
Bring y'all some tacos, some drinks.
Yes.
We're gonna do this again.
All right.
Yeah.
But shout out to everybody that supports us. We're truly humble and grateful, and I'm here.
Shout out to Oni, son.
That's
it's location
That's
too. This is a black owned business.
Black owned two spots, two locations.
And work. Y'all know in the business owner world, this is a big fucking move that needs to be respected.
Big 5 years in the game, baby. LFA still strong.
Five years, location two. So all y'all motherfuckers that want y'all shit to blink in like 2 months, relax.
Take
some relaxation.
Find
some relaxation.
I can talk a little bit. Mic is working now.
Go ahead, Lyle.
I can talk a little bit.
Talk to the ladies. Lyle, look at the camera. Talk to the ladies. Talk to the ladies one time, Lyle. Get a little close to the camera, Lyle.
This Friday, you know, I'm going to celebrate my birthday in New York, so I'm going to finally do it at Old Bar, One Hotel Boutique. Ladies free till 12:30. Come out, have a good time. Drink up. I don't drink no more, so just drink all my alcohol. Drink all my alcohol. It's all for y'all. You know, Handsome15 on Instagram, Craven Moorhead on Facebook. Holla at me. You know, and I'm Black. Take us out, baby. That's it.
Yo, y'all already know what it is. Your boy Black Success. The one, the only. Listen, I know a lot of y'all thinking, you're saying to yourself, hey, Black, I had this question in my head. I'm going to answer it for you. Yes, I have a lot of outfits. I'm super fly. So listen, this Friday, I got another outfit coming out just for you. Rooftop, O-Bar, my man, La, Tanya, birthday bash is going to be amazing. It's going to be phenomenal.
Hey, I'm going to
be front door, pull up, ladies free before 12:30. Y'all already know what it is. It's over right now. Preach, you can take us out. This Friday, O-Bar, Sunday, I see y'all at Brooklyn Prime. I got a name of I Am Black Success. Preach, what it is.
Yeah.
Take us out.